91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you, DJ Jay, for another fabulous show. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. We meet here every Sunday evening from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. We've got a couple of tributes to get to here today. Obviously, if you've been listening to Jay's show here, Grant Hart of Husker Du passed away this week. And, of course, Harry Dean Stanton of Pretty in Pink and Repo Man. So we're going to do a little shout-out to them as well. And last week is the 40th anniversary of John Lennon's Imagine. So plenty to get to here tonight. Let's just dive right into it, shall we?
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
Yes, you are listening to Songs from Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Started that set off with a tribute to Harry Dean Stanton, who passed away this week at 91. And we heard a little track from Pretty in Pink soundtrack. That was Echo and the Bunnymen that started off with Bring on the Dancing Horses. Husker Du was in there with Sorry Somehow from their 1986 release Candy Apple Gray. And that was Grant Hart on vocals, who also passed away, unfortunately, this week at the very young age at 56. Sad news. And we wrapped it up there with John Lennon off of his 1971 release Imagine, and we heard the title track, of course, because back on September 9th, 1971, 40 years ago, 46 years ago, yeah, I can add, that was the anniversary there of that, of his release, Imagine. Okay, we're going to dive back into it. Got plenty to get to here in the 80s. So how about starting off with some Chaz Jankel?
yesterday. We just flew away. I have done my best against the odds and them. From time to time you're gone. It makes me feel so strong. And when I get that way, my dreams are fading away. In the time it takes to love me, I love you. Time and space won't keep us down. And my feet don't touch the ground. We could fall in love. We could change the world. We could see each other floating through the girl. And every move I make, it takes me back to you. And when we show to me.
just like the question on everyone's lips. But it's not on mine. Where all you find is a twisted smile from another time, another time, another time. Oh, there must be a hole in your memory. But I can see, I can see a distant victory. A time when you will be with me. To be another time. There's got to be. Thank you.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Yes, we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Sunday evening from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. But next weekend starts the fall schedule here at Tufts University, for WMFO anyway. And not quite sure what the schedule is going to roll or whatever have in store for us. But if you've been listening here along this summer, I've had actually two shows. One being Interesting Orders, which you would have heard from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday evenings. And of course, Songs from the Squid Pod, my long running show here from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. So I guess you got to kind of stay tuned to see who's who at the zoo. I may end up doing two shows if, there ends up being an empty slot. Otherwise, I may incorporate Interesting Orders into the Squid Pod. Who knows? You have to stay tuned to find out. But, so we're all on the same page here. The fall semester schedule goes into effect next Sunday. So, you can always check out the schedule on the station's website at WMFO.org by clicking on the schedule link. You can also drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at squidpodmusic. The options are almost endless. Okay. Let's talk about what we've been listening to here. We started off the set with Chaz Jankel, and we heard the track Pretty Thing. Care, featuring Ian Brody. Sorry, Ian, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. We heard My Boyish Days. That's a 12-inch version, originally released in 1983 off of Diamonds and Emeralds. Flesh for Lulu was in there with Time and Space, off their 1989 release, Plastic Fantastic. The Sound gave us Total Recall of their 1985 release, Heads and Hearts. And we wrapped it up there with The Ocean Blue and the track Ballerina Out of Control. That's off their 1991 release, Cerulean. That's right, folks. If you're just new to the show here, we like to focus on the 80s, and today is no different. So let's dive back into it with some Martika. 91.5 WMFO Medford.